No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 15th day of August. Welcome, everyone. What a joy, an honor. I'm humbled to be able to be here with each and every one of you in this safe space. And safe it is. I pray that your heart is good and well and secure, and the hope that we as believers have that no matter what happens around us, our foundation is firm. I keep adding all these pieces to my garden, and I learned how to dig a hole and set a post with some cement. And now that I've done that, I'm thinking I can build all kinds of things. I know how to secure a foundation. Our foundation is secure. It's not going anywhere. It holds. And the ship of life, when the storms come, the anchor that is our God, it holds. That's a really good feeling. And a really good truth to meditate on today. We're going to continue in the book of Jeremiah today, reading chapters 30 and 31, and just a couple days left in the Christian Standard Bible. Jeremiah chapter 30. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Write on a scroll all the words that I have spoken to you, for look, the days are coming, this is the Lord's declaration, when I will restore the fortunes of my people Israel and Judah, says the Lord. I will restore them to the land I gave to their ancestors, and they will possess it. These are the words the Lord spoke to Israel and Judah. This is what the Lord says. We have heard a cry of terror, of dread. There is no peace. Ask and see whether a male can give birth. Why then do I see every man with his hands on his stomach like a woman in labor, and every face turned pale? How awful that day will be. There will be no other like it. It will be a time of trouble for Jacob, but he will be saved out of it. On that day, this is the declaration of the Lord of armies. I will break his yoke from your neck and tear off your chains, and strangers will never again enslave him. They will serve the Lord their God and David their king, whom I will raise up for them. As for you, my servant Jacob, do not be afraid. This is the Lord's declaration. And do not be discouraged, Israel, for without fail I will save you out of a distant place, your descendants from the land of their captivity. Jacob will return and have calm and quiet with no one to frighten him. For I will be with you, this is the Lord's declaration, to save you. I will bring destruction on all the nations where I have scattered you. However, I will not bring destruction on you. I will discipline you justly, and I will by no means leave you unpunished. Healing Zion's wounds. For this is what the Lord says. Your injury is incurable, your wound most severe. You have no defender for your case. There is no remedy for your sores and no healing for you. All your lovers have forgotten you. They no longer look for you. For I have struck you as an enemy would, with the discipline of someone cruel, because of your enormous guilt and your innumerable sins. Why do you cry out about your injury? Your pain has no cure. I have done these things to you because of your enormous guilt and your innumerable sins. Nevertheless, all who devoured you will be devoured, and all your adversaries, all of them, will go off into exile. Those who plunder you will be plundered, and all who raid you will be raided. but I will bring you health and will heal you of your wounds. This is the Lord's declaration. For they call you outcast, Zion, whom no one cares about. Restoration of the land. This is what the Lord says. I will certainly restore the fortunes of Jacob's tents and show compassion on his dwellings. Every city will be rebuilt on its mound. Every citadel will stand on its proper site. Thanksgiving will come out of them, a sound of rejoicing. I will multiply them, and they will not decrease. I will honor them, and they will not be insignificant. His children will be as in past days. His congregation will be established in my presence. I will punish all his oppressors. Jacob's leader will be one of them. His ruler will issue from him. I will invite him to me, and he will approach me. For who would otherwise risk his life to approach me? This is the Lord's declaration. You will be my people, and I will be your God. The wrath of God. Look, a storm from the Lord. Wrath has gone out, a churning storm. It will whirl about the heads of the wicked. The Lord's burning anger will not turn back until he has completely fulfilled the purposes of his heart. In time to come, you will understand it. God's relationship with his people. At that time, this is the Lord's declaration. I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they will be my people. This is what the Lord says. The people who survived the sword found favor in the wilderness. When Israel went to find rest, the Lord appeared to him from far away. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued to extend faithful love to you. Again, I will build you so that you will be rebuilt, Virgin Israel. You will take up your tambourines again and go out in joyful dancing. You will plant vineyards again on the mountains of Samaria. The planters will plant and will enjoy the fruit. For there will be a day when watchmen will call out in the hill country of Ephraim, come, let's go up to Zion to the Lord our God. God's people brought home. For this is what the Lord says. Sing with joy for Jacob. Shout for the foremost of the nations. Proclaim, praise, and say, Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. Watch, I'm going to bring them from the northern land. I will gather them from remote regions of the earth. The blind and the lame will be with them, along with those who are pregnant and those about to give birth. They will return here as a great assembly. They will come weeping, but I will bring them back with consolation. I will lead them to wadis filled with water, by a smooth way where they will not stumble. For I am Israel's father, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Nations, hear the word of the Lord, and tell it among the far-off coasts and islands. Say, the one who scattered Israel will gather him. He will watch over him as a shepherd guards his flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob and redeemed him from the power of one stronger than he. They will come and shout for joy on the heights of Zion. They will be radiant with joy because of the Lord's goodness, because of the grain, the new wine, the fresh oil, and because of the young of the flocks and herds. Their life will be like an irrigated garden, and they will no longer grow weak from hunger. Then the young women will rejoice with dancing, while young and old men rejoice together. I will turn their mourning into joy, give them consolation, and bring happiness out of grief. I will refresh the priests with an abundance, and my people will be satisfied with my goodness. This is the Lord's declaration. Lament, turn to joy. This is what the Lord says. A voice was heard in Ramah, a lament with bitter weeping. Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted for her children because they are no more. This is what the Lord says. Keep your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears, for the reward for your work will come. This is the Lord's declaration. And your children will return from the enemy's land. There is hope for your future. This is the Lord's declaration. And your children will return to their own territory. I have surely heard Ephraim moaning, "You disciplined me, and I have been disciplined like an untrained calf. Take me back so that I can return, for you, Lord, are my God." After my return, I felt regret. After I was instructed, I struck my thigh in grief. I was ashamed and humiliated because I bore the disgrace of my youth. Isn't Ephraim a precious son to me, a delightful child? Whenever I speak against him, I certainly still think about him. Therefore, my inner being yearns for him. I will truly have compassion on him. This is the Lord's declaration. Repentance and restoration. Set up road markers for yourself. Establish signposts. Keep the highway in mind, the way you have traveled. Return, Virgin Israel. Return to these cities of yours. How long will you turn here and there, faithless daughter? For the Lord creates something new in the land. A female will shelter a man. This is what the Lord of armies, the God of Israel, says. When I restore their fortunes, they will once again speak this word in the land of Judah and in its cities. May the Lord bless you, righteous settlement, holy mountain. Judah and all its cities will live in it together. Also farmers and those who move with the flocks. For I satisfy the thirsty person and feed all those who are weak. At this, I awoke and looked around. My sleep had been most pleasant to me. Look, the days are coming. This is the Lord's declaration. When I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of people and the seeds of animals, just as I watched over them to uproot and to tear them down, to demolish and to destroy and to cause disaster, so will I watch over them to build and to plant them. This is the Lord's declaration. In those days, it will never again be said, "The fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge." Rather, each will die for his own iniquity. Anyone who eats sour grapes, his own teeth will be set on edge. Look, the days are coming. This is the Lord's declaration. When I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, this one will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors on the day I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant that they broke, even though I am their master, the Lord's declaration. Instead, this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, the Lord's declaration. I will put my teaching within them and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will one teach his neighbor or his brother, saying, "Know the Lord," for they will all know me, from the least to the greatest of them. This is the Lord's declaration. For I will forgive their iniquity and never again remember their sin. This is what the Lord says, the one who gives the sun for light by day, the fixed order of moon and stars for light by night, who stirs up the sea and makes its waves roar. The Lord of armies is his name. If this fixed order departs from before me, this is the Lord's declaration. Only then will Israel's descendants cease to be a nation before me forever. This is what the Lord says. Only if the heavens above can be measured and the foundations of the earth below explored, will I reject all of Israel's descendants because of all they have done. This is the Lord's declaration. Look, the days are coming, the Lord's declaration, when the city from the Tower of Hananel to the corner gate will be rebuilt for the Lord. a measuring line will once again stretch out straight to the hill of Gareb and then turn toward Goa. The whole valley, the corpses, the ashes, and all the fields as far as the Kidron Valley, to the corner of the Horse Gate to the east, will be holy to the Lord. It will never be uprooted or demolished again. Okay, we hear an important phrase today that we need to hold on to. A new covenant. When I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. This is chapter 31, verse 31. This one will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors. On this day, I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant that they broke, even though I am their master, the Lord's declaration. Instead, this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, the Lord's declaration. I will put my teaching within them and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will one teach his neighbor or his brother, saying, "Know the Lord," for they will all know me, from the least to the greatest of them. This is the Lord's declaration, for I will forgive their iniquity and never again remember their sin. Can we first of all just acknowledge the goodness of God, who is going to give them a new covenant, because they cannot keep the first one? And what we have to understand about the original covenant that God made with Abraham, then passed down to Isaac, and then passed down to Jacob, and then passed down to the children of Israel, and their children, and their children, and their children. And this new covenant that he will make with Israel and Judah, in the most simplistic way that I can describe it, is that we are going from external, outward display of knowledge of God, the knowledge of the rituals of sacrifice and festivals and ritualistic worship, to internal, into a internal, deep, intimate relationship with God. The external is doing a shift, a complete shift to go inward. We have heard so much about the heart, the condition of the heart of man. Early on, we read about the days of Noah. God could find no righteous person on the earth that he created besides Noah, and spared Noah and his family to repopulate the earth. And even as we learn of the lineage of the family of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, we learned of the craftiness, the sneakiness, the secret, the evil, the messiness of the human heart of these people who God chose. And that should give us a lot of hope for our own humanity, for our own selves, for our own hearts. Because not only is he redeeming, and he is going to redeem all of these people that have blatantly turned their back on God, he is going to bring the Son of God from the line of David, the branch, a branch of David, will become a king of a completely different kind. And this king, King Jesus, will be a king of a different kind. This king will come to heal the hearts of the broken, and he will come to set the captives free. And these are sometimes those on the outskirts of our society. These are sometimes those that will never feel welcome within an establishment of worship. These are the marginalized. These are the downtrodden. These are the poor in spirit and poor in pocket. And Jesus will come and he will see them in a way that will show us all a covenant of a completely different kind. But for now, we are here with this new covenant that God is going to enter into and give them mercy, but not without God being faithful and keeping his word first. So Jesus, we thank you for this time together in your word. Thank you. Thank you, God, for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness and your compassion. When we turn, when we sit with the weight of our actions, our consequences, our sin, the burden is great. The weight is crushing, unbearable. But you, God, are the lifter of our head. You are the lifter of that shame that keeps us heavy and downtrodden. And you lift our eyes to the hills for where our help comes from. We thank you for who you are, and we give you thanks and praise. We pray this all in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base. That is the website. That is the free app. Take a look around if you haven't. Download the app if you haven't. Check out the website if you haven't. We are celebrating 20 years this year. Happy 20th August 18th over at Daily Audio Bible, which my husband, who is so faithful and so brilliant and has read the Bible every day for 20 years. That's quite amazing, if you ask me. As we celebrate this 20th, we're giving back to you in so many different ways, making music available, brand new products developed for you, especially in commemoration of 20 years. So the latest is the Southern Pecan, Daily Audio Bible Southern Pecan Anniversary Reserve Coffee. Supplies are limited for right now, and they're going quickly. We may actually already be sold out. I need to check on that. That's the latest. We have the brand new 20th edition Clean Canteens and brand new music being released. We've got lots more little things up our sleeves that we cannot wait to share with you. So the latest, Blessed Be the Name, a song that Brian and I recorded together, our first duet together. So we were excited to release that over the last few weeks. I think it officially released yesterday, and I think I officially forgot to talk about the release yesterday. So we hope that you downloaded that and you can check that song out. That is straight scripture, straight from the book of Job. So blessed be the name, Brian and Jill Harden. If you would like to partner with us in this 20th anniversary, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee. There it is. Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. Or you can utilize the app. Hit the give icon. I'm trying to do too many things at one time. Hit the give icon up at the top right-hand corner, and lastly, look for the give icon on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, if you would like to share what you believe God has answered through the prayers of this faithful community, several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. Or, once again, you can utilize the app. Hit the red circle button up at the top midsection. When you're finished, really important, hit submit and then take your fingers, scroll just a little bit over to chronological to ensure that it gets to the right place. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. I love you all so much. It truly is such a joy to be able to be here with you in this space and to be a part of your journey through the Bible or your day in the Word, whatever it is. Whatever it is, I'm glad that you're here and that you're allowing the Bible to speak to your heart, to allow God to speak for Himself. And I pray that as He does, that you would come to know Him in a way that you have never known Him before. That your eyes are open to a brand new concept of God. A God that is love and loving and faithful and safe and trustworthy and capable, powerful, and a mystery to not solve, but to behold. And behold, we do. I'm Jill. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Hey, DABC family. This is Brooke from California, and I've only called in one time before, and I've been such a long-time listener. I remember Ezekiel's announcement, and I listened to the first day China recorded her DAB Kids podcast with one of my foster kiddos at that time, and it's just been such a blessing. I pray for all of you, and I'm sorry I don't call in, but today I have a big request. My cousin has a child with her husband, who is her stepchild that we all love so dearly and has been in our family since he was one. And he has been living on the streets of LA for the past 10 years. And last night we found out he was overdosed on who knows what, but was found by a bystander or friend, we're unsure. And they performed CPR and called 911, and now he's in the hospital on life support with minimal brain activity, but we know what God can do. So please pray for Ethan. He's maybe 27, 28 years old, and I just pray that God can restore him and use him for His kingdom. Lord, we just ask you in your name to heal Ethan and bring him back to you. His family knows the Lord, so I hope he knows the Lord still too. Thank you so much for your prayers in this matter. I love you all so much.
Happy Sunday morning, DABC family. This is Lady of Victory on Sunday, August 10th, calling in to pray for Christy from Alabama for her heart, as she lets her daughter Brianna go, and of course for the continued healing of her son, and for Nancy from Buffalo, New York, in her backslidden state, her vulnerability to tell us that, and her healing. God, we thank you, we honor you, that we get to come to the throne of grace to lay our cares and petitions down at the foot of the cross, God, knowing that you and you alone are the ultimate healer of our hearts, of our bodies, of our minds. God, you are the healer. Now, sometimes we wrestle with that, God, because at the same time, you tell us, I have given up, you've given us this thorn, God, so that we can continue to depend on your grace, knowing that your grace is sufficient for us. So in Nancy's case, God, thank you for her vulnerability, God, and that she recognizes where she is, and she says she doesn't know where to turn, but she turned exactly to the right place, God. So we thank you for that, and we ask, God, that you continue to send people around her who can continue to feed into her spirituality, God, so that she will not be distracted by all of the other noise that's out there, and continue to heal her body. Show yourself strong in her life, God. Give her a victory so that she can hold on, God, to that, and knowing that you are a true and a living God and you hold to your word. God, don't let her be distracted by, well, how come I'm not healed if he loves me? Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. And we come against every mind game that you're playing against her in the name of Jesus, as she will see you high and lifted up. God, we continue to pray for Christy, Brianna, God, as she goes off to college. Watch over her. Keep her covered under the blood. And we thank you for what you're doing in Jesus' name.
Hi, it's Alta Lee Hallie on the 10th of August. I'm hearing all these requests on the chronological, and I hope I can remember them all. Somebody who had cancer and is having still a lot of issues for healing for her, and somebody else whose daughter is going away to college, for the daughter and the mother, for somebody who's a daughter who's been rejected by the family. I pray for that. Also, pray for the mother that got ran over, and the mother that doesn't have any feeling, got burned by the foot, barefoot. I hope I remember all these. Praying along with you for peace, for victory, for praises, and for healing, and that the Lord will do far more abundantly above all that you ask or think. In Jesus' name, amen.